Molly Moore has been taking care of her aging mother since 2010, and it's been a struggle financially.
I couldn't keep hold a job because your employers want you to be at work, but home needed me at home.
So she thought, what if I could get paid to take care of my mother? In Virginia, that's possible. Moore took a personal care aide class and got some skills.
So this will allow me some time to connect with her again. And I'm really excited.
Nationwide, hundreds of thousands of people get paid through Medicaid to take care of a family member. For many, it's a job they do with or without a paycheck.
You good, son? You finished?
A Bible in hand, Yolanda Ross kneels before her son.
Darrell is healed, oh God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, God.
Darrell is 27 and has muscular dystrophy. His mother is his primary caregiver.
I kind of made my own little cups and stuff.
She bathes him after she lifts his small frame in her arms and carries him to his wheelchair.
I think I put a whole lot of lotion.
Years ago, Ross had been working as a legal secretary, a first-generation college graduate who says she had big plans. But as they do, those plans changed.
So my husband was led by the Lord, and everybody may not believe, but that's how I believe, to tell me to come off of my job because it was frustrating for me as a mother.
So how did you respond when he said that?
Oh, I looked at my paycheck.
She was worried about finances, but they decided they could make it work. She quit her job and became a full-time caregiver. Then, about 5 years ago, Ross and her husband figured out their son qualifies for in-home care paid through Medicaid. Suddenly, they could hire someone else to do the work.
Did you and your husband seriously consider that?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. If somebody's going to take care of your child, you want to kind of know something about them or somebody to know them. Some of the people that we knew, most of them were already making what we make an hour, way beyond that.
In other words, the people she trusted would have to take a major pay cut to help them out. They asked themselves, who else was willing to take care of their son for $9 an hour and no benefits? The list was short.
So that's what I think comes from a parent versus it could be a strain for somebody else. But this is not a strain because this is what I do.
So Ross became the paid caregiver. She was able to do so through a program called Consumer Direction. It lets the disabled and elderly hire and fire their own caregivers. It's extremely popular and growing. In Virginia, more than 20,000 people participate. Virginia's Department of Medical Assistance Services doesn't keep track of how many of them hire a family member, but in other states that do, it's about 70%. Karen Kimsey is chief deputy at DMAS.
It could be just a natural evolution that we're seeing and the lack of available caregivers that people are turning more to their loved ones to provide that support.
And as that's happened, fewer people are having to go to nursing homes. Kimsey says that translates to savings for the state, not to mention better care.
People are happier. You know, they thrive and they don't just sit at home. They work, they go to school, they participate in activities, they go to church. They're just active, vibrant members in society, and we want them to be.
It seems like a win-win, but is it sustainable? An alternative to relying on family members to step up to the plate is a robust, well-paid workforce. I'll explore what the system could look like next week in our final story. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.